Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Jerry Ripperger. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. We're talking about ESOPs. Jerry is Director of Consulting at Principal Financial Group. Principal.com, right, Jerry?
Yep, www.principal.com.
P-A-L, principal.com.
That's right, it's your pal.
That's right. Well said. So, okay, we're talking about ESOPs, Employee Stock Option Program. We're celebrating the National Employee Ownership Month. And we talked in the previous segment, Jerry, about what an ESOP is and what it can be. And you gave us some great news about, was kind of news to me. I knew that you could get them down pretty small, but I hadn't thought about the fact that an ESOP can borrow money, which is could be the funding mechanism to get the owner some cash. Because that's the hardest part about a small business is getting the cash, making the cash available to the owner, so they don't have to take back all the paper. But let's get now into some of the misconceptions that people have about an ESOP. Go ahead.
Probably the biggest misconception I hear is I'm not going to give my company away to my employees, and that's really not true. What we're doing is borrowing against earnings of the company to generate that liquidity event today. It's really no different than if you sold your company to a third party. If that third party can borrow against the future earnings of the company, they're going to repay it from the earnings of the company. The difference is in how the tax treatment of the ESOP works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a third party and you borrow from a bank, the interest payments on that loan are deductible, but the principal payments aren't. You get down into the mechanics of an ESOP. Before you made that a principal repayment to the bank, you made it a retirement plan contribution.
Right.
And that's tax deductible.
Right.
The other thing we do is, it's great that someone wants to sell their company. Now, the only thing they have to do is find someone who's willing to buy it.
Right.
Well, we can create a buyer. ESOP creates a buyer. We set up this retirement plan trust. And we now have a buyer that can pay fair market value for the company.
In other words, the way you structure things creates the entity that the employees then become stakeholders in.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what happens if, let's say I got 30 employees and only 20 of them want to participate? What happens?
Well, generally speaking, as ESOP is structured, generally, they're not even going to have to contribute.
The other 10, you mean?
No, it's a company-funded benefit.
Uh-huh.
So normally, you're going to have broad participation within the program.
Right.
Now, you can set it up so that the employees can contribute, and that's a faster way to evolve the company into that ownership structure. But as a retirement plan, it's going to be subject to your same coverage testing and non-discrimination testing that your 401k plan is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to work with an ESOP consultant and record keeper that can help you model that out and understand that.
But how many people, what percentage of people of the employees of the company have to participate in order to make this valid?
Yeah, that's where we start looking. We were talking about that 20 number earlier. You're going to need about 20 people.
Okay, so you still so if I've got 100 employees. And 75%, only 25 opt out, then with the other 75, we're still good.
Yeah, and there are some little nuances that are probably beyond where we want to go today, depending on if they're highly or non-highly compensated.
No, exactly. No, we don't want to get too far in the weeds, but we do need that. Is there a percentage? Does it have to be 50% or whether it's 50 or 100 employees or whatever, is there any percentage of employees?
Yeah, it's not so much the percentage of employees, it's the ratio of the percentage of non-highly compensated.
Ah, yeah.
And it's the same kind of test you have to worry about on your 401k.
Right, exactly. Okay, so this is, but folks, this is why you need some help, and this is why you got folks like Principal. There are other people out there. I know you got competitors, but you need to help with something like this. But I'll tell you, you know, Jerry, there are a few topics. There are no topics that I've covered on the show more than buying and selling a business. And this over the last 16 years, and this topic for millions of baby boomers are going to be divesting themselves of their companies over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah,
and I can see where ESOP would be a great idea. Are there certain banks that are more predisposed to an ESOP loan, or is it just your local bank?
Well, normally we would encourage you first and foremost to talk to the bank that you have your primary relationship with. They already know your business. They know your history. If not, there are some national banks that are active in the ESOP space, and a good ESOP consultant can help you identify those based on the characteristics of your company.
Right.
But you know, the credit market has really opened up for ESOPs.
Oh, really? Now, that's interesting, because it hasn't opened up for much else, has it?
Well, the failure rate of ESOPs is very, very low relative to businesses in general.
That is a good statistic to have right there. Hey, Jerry, this is really good information. I've really enjoyed hearing about it and learning more about it. Thank you for bringing this to us, and come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Give us that website one more time.
www.principal.com.
If they type ESOP into your search engine, will they find all these misconceptions and everything?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so folks, check that out. Thanks, Jerry. Jerry
Ripperger,
folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.